A Willie Nelson song spills out of a boombox as a worker tends one of 14 greenhouses at Cedar Circle Farm. It sits on 40 organic acres along the river in East Thetford. The choice of music is not surprising, because farm manager Will Allen says the musician is one of a handful of supporters willing to help him buy another plot of land to plant hemp. He says the group would even help pay legal bills if he gets busted by the feds.
As soon as the state says, go for it, we're going to go for it. And if we don't have to go through the ag department, that makes it all the easier for everybody.
But chances are hemp growers would at least have to register with the State Department of Agriculture. Allen says high-protein hemp has many healthful uses as a nutritious oil, a sustainably grown fiber for clothing and paper, a building material, a plastic substitute, even a biofuel. And he notes Canada is already tapping those markets.
It's grown in Montreal. I mean, hello. Why can't we grow it here in the United States, right? And the reason we can't grow it in the United States is it's tied in with the Drug Enforcement Agency's belief that it, since it's a relative of marijuana, it's a drug.
Under the Vermont measure likely to come up for a vote this week, to be certified as hemp, a plant could contain no more than 0.3% of THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. That's why Allen says hemp is not a drug and that farmers are unlikely to hide marijuana in hemp fields. He says cross-pollination would weaken the THC in pot, making it less marketable. Still, he expects a visit from the DEA if he grows hemp in East Thetford.
We know that the federal government is probably going to seize that land, and then it'll be in litigation.
But Allen's state representative hopes drug enforcement agents have more important things to do than go after hemp farmers. Teo Jagar of Barnard sponsored the House hemp bill that has since been expanded and approved by the Senate. Although the Department of Public Safety warns that farmers could be put at risk of federal prosecution, the measure has drawn tripartisan support for a crop that used to be promoted, not prohibited, by the American government.
And so on my first day in the committee room, I saw a poster on the wall. It said, "Grow hemp for the war." It was an old World War II poster. And so I asked the committee what the status of hemp was in Vermont.
He expects to get his answer if the industrial hemp bill passes and the governor signs it. He knows that time is running out this session, but he believes that planting will start, if not this season, the next year. Vermont is not the only state moving in this direction, and federal legislation that would remove barriers to growing hemp has been introduced in Congress. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.